Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
It is 7:20. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 Chai FM. We, of course, are talking about a lot of different things, but one of them is cell phone etiquette. Kane Pretorius is an etiquette consultant at the School of Etiquette. I didn't even know such a thing existed. Kane, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. Yes, we do. Whenever people come across us, they always tend to say, geez, we didn't even know such a thing existed. So they're delightfully quite happy to find it.
Absolutely. I think that is awesome. And there's so many times that we wonder, as the world changes, what is the appropriate type of behavior? Because things do change. And it's great to have a place, a consultant, for that that can help us determine these things.
Well, thanks. Yeah, it's nice. People, like I said, people are genuinely quite happy to find us. And we do speak on anything to do with social or professional etiquette.
Right, because things have changed greatly in terms of social etiquette. It used to be when we were young that we would sit down for dinner, and if the phone rang, well, nobody would get up to answer it because we were eating dinner, and that was that. Now, it's a constant refrain, you know, put your cell phone down. Please stop looking at your cell phone. You know, can we, and that's from my wife to me, never mind our kids, because I'm particularly poorly behaved when it comes to cell phone etiquette. How do we manage this? What is appropriate cell phone etiquette?
Well, there is a golden rule, Howard, that one should generally follow when it comes to cell phone etiquette that I find is becoming more and more pertinent as we become more and more connected and spend more and more time on our screens. And that golden rule will assist you, especially with your wife. It's that people take precedence over cell phones.
Yeah, and so right, that's the rule. Right.
Yeah, so that means people take precedence over cell phones. So if you are ever in the presence of someone, you're having a conversation with them, you're eating with them, whatever it may be, whoever's in front of you is more important than what's happening on your cell phone. So even if you find yourself in conversation with someone and your phone rings, a lot of people like to put their hand up and, you know, pull their cell phone out of their pocket and just hang on 1 minute and then they answer the call. That's extremely rude. You know, in those instances, what they can do is rather say, ask the person in front of you for permission first. Just say, I'm so sorry, I've been expecting this call, it's quite important, do you mind if I take it? A small little courtesy like that goes a long way.
But it's interesting because we do live in a world that people expect on the other side to be able to reach people at any given time.
That's correct. And a large portion of that comes because we teach people how to treat us. You know, we teach people how to work with us, how to be friends with us, how to be in relationships with us. So when we do that, you know, we have this constant expectation. But remember, that's an expectation that doesn't necessarily exist. If you have, just because we have this cell phone with us all the time in our pocket doesn't mean we need to be easily available all the time. So it's perfectly acceptable, and people need to understand that people will get to your message when they've got a moment.
Right, right. So in terms of family operating time, family operating systems, what do you recommend?
Family operating systems for cell phones? Well, generally, the cell phone is never supposed to be on the dining room table or the boardroom table, for that matter. Right. It always suggests to people that may be sitting around the table with you that that the cell phone is more important than what's going on currently at the table, which is never the case. So you always want to give people precedence over your cell phones. And I would recommend that when it comes to mealtimes, well, first, the first recommendation is that if you have children, you know, and especially small children, you should be sitting around the table, eating with them, having conversations, because that's where you practice those very vital social skills. And as parents, especially, they should be putting away their cell phones and keeping the cell phones away from their kids. Because, I mean, cell phones are addictive, especially social media. The amount of dopamine they get every time they interact on social media becomes quite addictive, you know?
Right. Right.
And kids can't handle it at this stage. So I would recommend you put it away at any social occasion. So if you're sitting around at the table, take those cell phones away. Have it as one of those moments when you say, we may have dinner, we're all agreeing to the following rule.
Yeah, we tried that for a while, and it did work, and then it just kind of it creeps back, doesn't it? I think you've got to keep reminding yourself of the importance of doing so.
Yeah, it's one of those things where discipline comes in, you know. And you do have to, and maybe sit down and have the conversation, especially if you've got kids with them, and talk about why it's important and why you're doing it. A lot of the times we just tend to, you know, put these rules out to the younger generation without actually giving them any context into why we're doing this and why we think it's important. And getting their buy-in as well, you know.
What I do find interesting is, you know, as teenagers become a little bit more crafty, they'll say, put your cell phone down, we're eating dinner, and somebody will say, well, I'm just organizing this extra lesson, so just give me a minute. And as parents, then you're completely torn, because of course that's important, and they're showing initiative, and that's great, but hold on, you know, it actually, in reality, it can wait.
Yes. So, you know, that's something that I think as parents, you'd have to, you know, once again, you know, have a discussion with your kids about that and say, you know, kind of draw your line in the sand and say, no matter what it is, it can wait unless it's an emergency. And then even classify what qualifies.
What
as an
are
emergency.
The things? Absolutely.
Why are they only setting the appointments now when it's dinner time?
Exactly right. I'd love your reaction, your thoughts, please, on 34519 or 061-895-1019. What are the rules in your home? What are the rules in your business when you are in a meeting and you have a cell phone with you? That was Kane Pretorius. He's an etiquette consultant at the School of Etiquette.